Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 235 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Just the three of us again.
Yay.
Sorry, Ross. We're recording on a Wednesday, so he's not available. But we will have him back, and we will have other hosts back. So if you want your host to be on, harass them.
Yeah. Yes. Tell them to get off their lazy butts and to come into the studio and record. We have a professional studio now. Let's go ahead and use that.
Absolutely.
Leave your actual jobs.
Yes.
Some trivia thing that you do on the side.
Right. That you're not going to get paid for. Leave your paying job. Take a vacation day and come on air with us.
Yeah.
Or you can email directly personally at Lindsay.
But I wanted to start off with kind of a follow-up from last week. So you guys remember how I was talking about bat bombs?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And then we ended with a discussion about...
That was the secret phrase, right?
It was.
District Trivia fire bats. Greatest mascot ever.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that we were all wrong. Do you guys want to change your answer?
That doesn't sound like us.
Yeah. Do you want to change your answer as to what would make the most sense to drop out of a bomb, animal-wise?
Something that doesn't fly away?
Maybe.
No, wait, what was your answer? You said a wolverine.
I said Komodo dragon.
A Komodo dragon.
But no explosives attached to them. Just drop Komodo dragons.
Right, drop Komodo dragons.
Pissed off Komodo dragons from like 100 feet in the air.
But with like a parachute.
How do you piss off a Komodo dragon?
I imagine dropping it out of the airplane is going to do a pretty good job.
Or make it cold. I don't know.
And what did I said a blue whale.
A blue whale,
significant like area-wise. Do I want to change my answer?
Yeah. Also, this is based on a historical thing that was actually almost possible. And I'm going to spin this tale to tell you what animal was also being developed by Japan.
Okay.
And turn it into, man, you're not going to think about the Cherry Blossom Festival in the same way again.
Okay.
They're going to connect.
Bees?
All right. It's always bees.
Bees.
I think I want to change my answer to like a porcupine.
A porcupine?
Yeah. That seems like a bad thing to drop.
I'd like to keep my answer the same. Pissed off Komodo dragons are still the scariest thing coming out of the skies.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
So, during World War II and prior to World War II, Japan had a unit of their Imperial Army called Unit 731. Are you familiar with this?
Of course.
I am not.
Okay, so these guys...
As long as there are no follow-up questions, I am very familiar with that topic.
So, Unit 731... Talk about war atrocities. I mean, they upwards killed over 500,000 people in China. They would perform surgeries without any anesthesias as experiments. They would use biological warfare, anthrax, smallpox, plague. I mean,
anything and everything.
Yeah, I started looking at some of their research. They did a lot of things with frostbite, where they would purposely leave people out in the cold to figure out the effects. I mean, messed up stuff and really tragic and awful things. But they were also designing a bomb that they were going to drop on California.
Okay.
And they were going to release fleas with the plague.
Oh, yeah. How do we not think of that?
Yeah. So they were going to release all of these fleas, bombs that had fleas in them, and to basically decimate California. They were going to drop it in September of 1945. Japan surrendered in August of that same year. They're not really quite sure how serious the plans were, but it was enough that the high level guys knew about it. Their main goal was protecting the mainland, so they're not sure if they were going to devote these resources to going all the way to California.
Right.
But it was a big old plan that almost happened.
If the higher-ups knew it, you've got to know there's a guy with just a terrarium full of fleas just
right.
going, what the hell do I do now?
And probably like half a face and a metal arm who sits, just like twiddling his fingers all the time.
Yeah, and these
Dr. Evil style.
These bombs were developed early onset in the war. So there were battles that the U.S. surrendered early on.
Uh-huh.
And if it would have kept going, they would have released the plague on U.S. soldiers.
Okay.
There was another one that they were ready to go. Same thing, going to release it. And then the U.S. sunk the submarine that was carrying the fleas.
Oh, okay.
So somewhere in the ocean.
Way to get lucky.
This submarine with all these plague-ridden fleas on it.
Michael, how did we not come up with like just the list of the deadliest animals, period? Like mosquitoes and fleas and just, you know what? I'm changing my answer again. I'm not going with fleas. I'm going with the world's most deadliest animal.
Mosquitoes.
Man.
A man. Yeah. Release bombs.
Could you imagine in war just dropping people out of a plane from a parachute? That would be ridiculous.
I don't know. That sounds a little far-fetched even for the movies.
Yeah. But obviously all of this was illegal because, you know, the Geneva Conventions, which a couple of the articles I read quoted a couple of the Japanese guys that were in, you know, 731. Geneva before.
Geneva World War I.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, there were like a thousand. When in doubt, the answer is Geneva.
Okay.
But they said that they were like, oh, well, it's so awful that it got banned, so it must be a good weapon.
Right.
And that was kind of their justification of like, oh, well, we're going to do this stuff anyway. And the U.S. kind of gave immunity to all of the people involved in this because they used the research for, you know, how to treat frostbite.
They,
yeah, so they used it. So all of these guys that were in this unit just lived out their lives and... The Japanese farmland, nothing, didn't have to worry about it.
Kind of what we do.
Half a million Chinese folks dead. Really sad.
Right.
But you're missing the obvious question. How does this relate to the cherry blossom festival?
I assume that the plan was to infest the cherry blossoms they gave to us in Washington with fleas.
The first shipment of cherry blossoms President Taft had to destroy because there were bugs on them, but that wasn't biological warfare. It was just like, oh, these don't pass our agricultural thing.
Nope.
But the entire operation of bombing with plague fleas over California was called Operation Cherry Blossom at Night.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And so now I'm never going to be able to think of the Cherry Blossom Festival again.
No, I'm never going down to the water basin.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Like, and it was a nice gift. They originally gave it to us in 1912.
Right.
And then it was suspended during World War II and then was back on in 1947. You're like, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
You got a different name for this?
Yeah. No, that's one of those, like, I can absolutely imagine Taft of like, thank you for this wonderful gift. And then just unleashing, like, flamethrowers on the whole thing. Like, here's what we think of your gift.
Yeah. But they're not related, really, beside the name.
The name of it, yeah. But that makes sense.
Cool. So that's my big follow-up to last week, and I spent way too much time
researching
about
it. You've
got,
like, handwritten notes on it.
Like, I do. It's like a full
impressive. It's
page.
A full page in, like, a composition notebook.
Yeah, I'm
also,
throwing it back.
Who has composition notebooks these days?
I do, too, when you give me access to the company staples order. Okay.
It's more of a question of who bought it, and guess what, Nick, you did.
Oh, okay. Apparently I have composition notebooks. There you go.
Okay, so I'm done talking for a while.
Okay.
So, Michael.
Yes.
Kick us off with your fact.
Okay. What is the official dinosaur of Washington, D.C.?
We have a dinosaur?
Do you have a dinosaur?
Mitch McConnell.
It's a real dinosaur. Well, no, hang on. I said it and was like, well, hang on.
So you're asking me what the official dinosaur is that may or may not be real?
Yes.
Is it the thing from Jurassic World?
I need to be very clear about this. It was bones found in the ground. It was a dinosaur.
Okay.
So they found dinosaur bones in the ground in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. Because usually,
construction.
As we've talked about with Sue and... all of these other dinosaurs, that's usually Montana and the Dakotas, and it's very Midwestern.
Right.
I don't know why. Were we underwater at some point, I'm assuming?
D.C. was a swamp, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we currently still are a swamp.
Yeah.
Somebody should get around to draining that.
Yeah.
I don't...
All right.
Boo.
Boo.
All right, so real dinosaur, not
real
that
dinosaur.
Not that Velociraptor Tyrannosaurus Rex hybrid from Jurassic World.
Correct.
No? Okay.
Which sounds cool in theory, but really just ticked me off when I saw it.
I still haven't seen the movie.
It's kind of a roundabout question in that. Well,
all right. A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
A Diplodocus.
No.
A.
This is the problem that he's not going to get it on this.
Argentinosaurus.
No.
A. Ichthyosaur.
No.
A. Now I'm just trying to list all of the dinosaurs I can think of off the top
this
of my head.
Is
Asher old enough to do the dinosaur thing yet?
Is what?
Is Asher old enough to do the dinosaur thing?
Oh, yeah. He's super into dinosaurs.
Okay.
Who's
that's
not?
The only
dinosaurs
reason,
are awesome.
Yeah, that's the only reason I had this like list on my head. What's the one with the fin on its back? The big fin? Shoot. And then there's the one with the armored tail.
I don't
like the hammer
remember.
Tail.
Oh,
I know. My
know,
friend Kelly is, Kelly Jo, she's so into dinosaurs and it makes shopping so easy for her because I
just buy
all dinosaur related things. She does an excellent raptor impression. It's absurd. Which I don't
when
know.
When is she coming on the podcast?
I've never seen a raptor in real life beside my Jurassic Park watching, but
as
I'm assuming.
To where else are you going to see one?
That's the question.
Okay.
I haven't been to Costa Rica yet.
Right. Okay.
Beautiful country.
I've been there, did not see any.
Okay, so I think that I read an article about this.
Okay.
But I don't remember.
Okay.
Because I just read the headline.
Okay.
And I forget. So I think it was like a Capitalsaurus.
Capitalsaurus is correct.
Okay, cool.
So,
I wasn't sure. I was
lame.
Throwing it out in the dark. Wait, question.
Yes,
is
sir.
It spelled, did you say sir?
I said answer.
Oh, answer. I thought you said yes, sir. And I was like,
question, answer. Because that's what we do.
Is it spelled with an O-L or an A-L?
A-L.
A-L, okay. Needed to know.
I misspelled it in the notes. Damn it.
Okay, so tell us more.
So what happened is in 1898, when construction workers were working on a sewer on 1st and F Street in Southeast,
Okay.
They found dinosaur vertebrae and other bone fragments while excavating it. The problem is they never got around to, like, according to the anthropology and, like, the dinosaur people, they never classified it to that level.
Okay.
They didn't classify it to a dinosaur level?
Right. So
they think it was chicken wings?
Well, no, they knew it was a dinosaur. They just never figured out what kind.
Oh, okay. And it was apparently a new kind?
It's not a new kind. It could be, they said it could be a, you know, Tyrannosaurus descendant. It could be a lot of things.
Okay.
When was this discovered?
1898.
Okay.
So it's just, it's because of all that, they just never really classified it.
Okay.
So they called it a Capitalosaurus. Just kind of as a, I don't know if it was a placeholder or just kind of a funny thing.
Cappy the Capitalosaurus.
Exactly.
Official,
why wasn't that in the running for one of the team names? I feel like that would be...
Cappy the Capitalosaurus?
Yeah, I would love that instead of wizards. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, wizards are magical. That's great. But I am on the full let's embrace the magical name.
Right.
Fandom.
You weren't in the D.C. area when they did those competitions.
Yeah,
I was
like,
here. I remember them.
Were they like sea dragons?
It was the river dogs or the there were six or seven in the final cut and the wizards was there. And that was one of those things that like there's no way the wizards got the most votes. That's just what ownership decided. Like, oh, let's do a vote. It's
but
like, oh,
I
this
love
is what
it.
Won.
I love it. If you lean in, let's do some more magic. Anyway.
Or any magic.
Any magic.
Any magic. Any yeah. championships. It's been 16 years. No. So when was the last DC championship? 91?
Redskins?
It's been 26 years since the last DC championship.
Yeah. I don't know. Before my time.
Yeah. I was 12.
So they still don't know what the dinosaur is?
They weren't
is?
Sure. It sat in the Smithsonian for about 70
wait,
years.
It's wait, it sat in the Smithsonian for 70 years and they were like, they didn't have time to figure it out?
I'm looking through it.
It was next to the Ark of the Covenant and like all the other stuff in the Indiana Jones warehouse.
Yeah.
It resembled a New Jersey dinosaur that they found called Dryptosaurus.
Okay.
But in 1990, there was a paleontologist named Peter Krantz who gave it another look.
Named Ross Geller.
Named Ross Geller, yes. Okay. He said the tailbones don't really match after all.
Oh.
And intended to appear to represent a unique type of dinosaur. So it might actually be something new. So where Capitalosaurus came from is he was giving an interview for an article in the Washingtonian.
Okay.
And he put it in quotes in order to not be like be the official name.
And then it stuck.
And then it stuck and the DC Council actually adopted it as the official dinosaur of DC.
How DC of that the official dinosaur may or may not actually exist.
Right. Well, that's just one of those things.
You may or may not eventually get representation.
I'm so glad that we can all get together on the Capitol dinosaur being the official dinosaur of DC, but you know, like tax law, like no, we're not doing that.
This is what you do instead of tax law.
Right.
So that's too hard.
Ketchup is a vegetable.
There you go.
So they don't even know?
They still don't. According to this article,
I demand
they still don't
answers.
Know.
Right.
Whoever.
Smithsonian.
Whatever presidential candidate can give me answers to that. That's what I'm getting.
That's
my
what you're
vote
voting
in 2020.
For?
No.
There you go.
Okay, Nick, you want to go next?
Absolutely. This is going to be interesting answers from the two of you.
Oh, boy.
Thieves in Germany made off with 20 tons of a specific type of food. They broke in
tons.
And sold 20 tons of a specific type of food.
You said this was in Germany?
Yes. What kind of food did they steal?
Sauerkraut.
That is a big... I'm part German, and that's a big tradition in my family, is the sauerkraut and pork on New Year's Day.
My immediate reaction is, what are there 20... What in Germany, what are there going to be 20 pounds of?
And not pounds, tons.
Oh, tons, excuse me.
Yeah. Tons, yeah. It's a lot. So, a lot
I think
of pounds.
Here's a better question. Rather than trying to figure out what they would do in Germany, what food would you steal 20 tons of?
It's a food?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not a drink.
It's not a drink. It's not a liquid.
I was going to say, like, is this before Oktoberfest and they just backed a truck up?
Right. Yeah.
I did feel very classy.
It's not a watery liquid.
Okay.
It's not a watery liquid.
Yeah.
I did have a quick sample of a $17 beer. The other, I didn't buy the beer, but
you sampled it.
Dollar beer
by accident. The guy was like, "Hey, try this," and it was
by
good,
accident.
But
you just
well, he was like, "Hey, you
want
to try this $17 beer? It's not even on the menu. I'm not going to say no to that."
No,
but I felt
not.
Very classy, and I guess what I'm saying is that food has great value.
Sure, food is
food
very
has
important.
Great value
generally.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm wrong at sauerkraut, aren't I?
You are wrong with sauerkraut.
I love bratwurst, but I don't think I could eat 20 tons of it.
Yeah.
Again, you're saying not German food. Okay, I have a guess.
Okay.
And it's something I love and something that I first discovered in Europe.
Okay. There's no way it's going to be guacamole, Lindsay.
I didn't discover guacamole in Europe. I don't remember when I discovered guacamole, but I wish I could.
It was an important day.
Yeah, it was life-changing. Okay, I'm going to say Nutella.
That is correct. That is 100% correct. 20 tons of Nutella were stolen from store in Germany.
Wow. What is the value in that?
$82,000.
Whoa.
It's $82,000 of Nutella.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. The police have urged public to report any offers of of unusually large quantities of chocolate via unconventional channels.
What?
Psst. Hey, Lindsay.
That's a lot of hazelnuts.
Yeah.
Like you want some low-down Nutella?
You open up the trench coat, and it's just like bottles of Nutella down the side.
I mean, yeah. I didn't realize that Nutella had that great a value. Well, I should have, because it's like $5.99 a jar.
Yeah.
And that is expensive.
How many jars is 20 tons?
It's a lot. It's your fact.
Yeah, no, that's just math, and I'm not doing it.
So what? Wait,
you know what? If one of the listeners wants to do that math, absolutely. And go ahead and post it in the comments, that would be great. How many jars of Nutella is 20 tons worth of Nutella?
What would you steal? What would be your food?
What would be my food?
Yeah.
What would be my food if I could just steal anything? Just have an unlimited supply. Probably like gummy bears or Skittles.
Okay.
It would definitely be some sort of sugary candy.
See, I'm all about sugary candy.
I already have 2 or 3 tons of sugary candy in my house. 20 tons wouldn't be that much extra.
See, I'm going with something I have in the office, and I definitely have at home. I have it everywhere.
McDonald's.
Not McDonald's. To cut back on the McDonald's. Peanut butter.
Okay.
Peanut butter.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
That's smart because that can last you a really long time. It's really high calorie and things, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess, and you can
delicious.
Spread it on everything. But if you're standing on a desert island and you have peanut butter, that sodium's really going to take a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know. Cool,
if
I'm very excited.
It's 20 tons on a desert island. I got a different answer.
What's 20 tons on a desert island? Something floatable, I would think.
Something floatable?
Yeah.
Well, I did read an article of a group of people that were lost at sea, and they survived because the one was breastfeeding, and so they all drank her breast milk for 2 or 3 days to keep themselves alive.
Yeah.
Which I don't really want to get into that discussion, but I guess you got to do what you got to do.
As somebody who currently lives in a house full of breast milk,
people pay good money on the internet for that, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
How
do you think we have the house we do?
Okay, so my fact is all right. I'm excited about it in the sense that I didn't know that this was a thing. Have you guys heard of Peter Cullen?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember
in the recess of your brain, you're like, oh, this name sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, I'm going through
a faint bell ringing.
Yeah, Edward Cullen is Twilight.
Yes.
Okay.
But Peter Cullen is a real human.
Okay.
Is he the basis for Edward Cullen?
That's my fact. Who is Peter Cullen? Or more appropriately, who does Peter Cullen voice? Because it's two of the most recognizable characters that you, and I 100% know both of you guys have heard his voice multiple times.
Okay.
I was going to give you one and then give you the other, if that would help.
Peter Cullen.
One,
so he's a voice actor.
Yeah.
One is a long, they're both cartoons. One was recently adapted into a live action series and franchise.
A cartoon that was recently adapted into
a couple
live
years
action
ago.
Series.
Yeah.
Live action series, or live action movie?
Live action movie. So he started as the original voice in the 80s on the cartoon. And then
is he the
came
voice
back
of
on
Optimus Prime?
He is the voice
That's
of Optimus
it.
Prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So voice of Optimus Prime and what other character? I mean, he's had other, let me be frank.
Sure.
He's had
lots
of other characters,
but what's the other iconic?
This is the other iconic one, and the one that he himself is quoted as saying it's behind Optimus Prime, his favorite character of voicing.
Right, right.
And there's videos of him having conversations between the two of them, which are really kind of trippy.
Right, because he still does Optimus Prime. He does Optimus Prime in the movies now.
He does.
And he did it in the 80s cartoon, which, yeah, is that iconic. What else does he do? Is he like Skeletor? Or like?
Would you like a hint? It's a Disney property.
He is a Disney, I have no idea.
How recent of a Disney property?
An older one, actually. Yeah, very, it's older.
Is he like,
no, not
I was
going to
say Lumiere or Cogsworth, but that's not where I'm going. No. I was going for the villain.
They haven't made a movie in a while, but it's a cartoon
series. Who was the
series.
Villain?
There's a ride at Disney World, I know that.
Gaston was the
Gaston,
lead.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I'm going off on a tangent. I no longer care about your thing. I just want my thing.
Gaston.
Okay,
no.
Not Gaston. Okay.
I got nothing.
He's one of the characters on Winnie the Pooh.
Is he Tigger?
No. Mm-hmm. Even though Tigger is my spirit animal.
He's Eeyore.
He is Eeyore.
He is Eeyore.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
The voice of Optimus Prime is both.
Also Eeyore.
He's also Eeyore. Yeah. Peter Cullen voiced both. He had a couple other running things in Ghostbusters the Animated and a bunch of other
right.
things. And he found out that he was really good at he found out that he was really good at voices because he worked on a farm and he found himself constantly imitating chickens and cows and like got really, really good at all of these animal noises.
Right.
And they were like, hey, you should try out
for
auditions.
Acting.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the
Optimus cows Prime would then. Listen to him. He yeah. describes as how they like turned and they were like, whoa, this guy is a cow.
Yeah. That's as a 30 something year old male, the Optimus Prime voice, both from the 80s cartoons and from the movies,
oh,
is
yeah.
like ingrained in my, I can hear him speak. It's like when you read one of those, Morgan Freeman memes.
Right, exactly.
And you, whatever it is, whatever it says, you read it in his voice.
Absolutely.
Like, it's one of those sort of iconic voices in my head. Like, I can absolutely hear it instantly at any time.
Well, that was going to go to my next question. If, let's say a movie's being made about your life.
Who plays me?
Who's the narrator?
Oh, who's the narrator?
Everybody has the, like, oh, who's going to play me?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Wow. The original Affleck voice.
I have a very boring life.
I don't know. Somebody British, probably. Just because my
interesting. Like Paul Bettany.
It'd be like fun, like something Harry Potter-esque, but I don't know. I have no connection to the
Lindsay
British.
Lindsay had been sitting
beside
by herself in the office for a long time and started making animal noises.
Yeah.
I was going to say for Lindsay, the voice of the guy that does the Harry Potter audiobooks, whatever his name is.
Who does Harry Potter? I don't listen to Harry Potter.
I have no connection with England and Britain. Besides, I studied abroad there once. But
right.
like, I just think it makes everything. That's where they're talking about all the actors in Game of Thrones. Even right. though Westeros is loosely kind of based on Europe.
Sure.
They say that part of the reason that they do all British accents is because it's supposed to help Americans believe that it's fantasy.
A fantasy world. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, that's like direct quote from the showrunner.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so Peter Cullen, he's 76, born in 1941, and he's Canadian.
Of course
which,
he is.
I don't know. I always pictured Optimus Prime as this like big Captain America kind of guy,
right.
which I know doesn't make sense because
even
he's
though
a
he's
robot.
An alien robot from
yeah,
Cybertron.
He's an alien robot from space, but you know, he's this hero. And in my
he
head,
he is red, white, and blue in the cartoon.
He
that's
is.
What I mean. The red, white, and
Silver.
Blue. Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
the red, white, and blue threw me off.
Right. The red and blue stand out a little bit more.
You never told us who would narrate your life.
I'm not sure. It's a toss up.
Uh-huh.
Between Morgan Freeman, obviously.
Boo. Okay. No, disagree.
Boring.
And Nick's going to know this name, Nolan North.
Uncharted.
Uncharted, the voice of the ghost in Destiny.
Yep.
Or Peter Dinklage is the other one I'd
okay.
probably
guess. Can I be a character? Like, can I have Michael Scott from The Office narrate my life?
Right, not the actor. You don't want
no,
Steve Carell. You
yeah,
want Michael Scott.
I want Michael Scott.
Oh, no, yeah. I think that's the way it goes. I think it has to be. Like, your narrator isn't Morgan Freeman. It's Red from...
I was going to say God from Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, or God from Bruce Almighty, or Lucius Fox from Batman.
Leslie Nope. There's so many options. Okay, well, we need a secret phrase. Do you have the phrase? Are you still typing?
I am still typing. I don't have a secret phrase, but I do like the question we just asked as the secret phrase.
Okay, let's
Who
ask
Who would
it.
Narrate your life?
Who would narrate your life? I like
that
it.
That is your secret phrase.
And I think that you should tell your host, you know, write it on your answer sheet, but I, you know, write the question, but you also have to provide the answer.
Right.
Who would narrate your life and then put your answer there?
Yeah,
maybe the
there
host
you go.
Will
yeah. give... We need both the question and the answer for the full 5 points.
Yeah, yep. I like it. Sorry, host. More work for you, I suppose. But
yep.
hey, I discuss it amongst your team. I'm sure that it will lead to some discussions.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, this has been episode number 235 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.